Saita, Perktes Mishneh Yud. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Hoidoyas Hamaisa. Hever means he was Mavatl, he pushed away. Vidoy Maisa is a parsha in Kisove, right after Parshas Bikurim, where at the end of each cycle of Nesinas Trumas Maisus, which is broken up into 3-year cycles. There's a 6-year cycle because the agricultural halachas apply really with the 7-year cycle. The 7th year being Shemitah, there's a 6-year cycle. The 6-year cycle is divided up into 2. In the first year, a yid is mechuyav to be mafrish from whatever he has, trumas, and then ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni. The second year again, truma from the ma'aser rishon. From the ma'aser rishon comes off trumas ma'aser to be given to the kohen. And then Ma'aser Sheni. The third year is Truma, Ma'aser Rishon, and Ma'aser Oni. After those 3 years, there's another 3-year cycle. At the end of those 3 years, comes this Zman Bir, he has to get rid of all the Trumas and Ma'aser that's left over, he has to make sure everything's out of his Rishus. And then he has to say the Vidur Ma'aser, the Psukim over there, Lo Nesat Mimenu, V'Oni, Lo Echalti Menu, V'Oni, V'Lo Nesat Mimenu, L'Meis. And one of the psukim that's over there in the Vidui Meiser is Vegam Nesativ LaLevi. The problem is that Ezra HaSofer, which is the beginning of Tkufas Bayesheni, Ezra HaSofer was the God Lador, the head of the Anshe Knesset HaGdoilo, the Gemara's Mavur, Gemara Yevamos Peivov, Gemara in the 4th Parak Kedushin, that Ezra HaSofer gave a knas to the Levim that they shouldn't get Meiser, and the Meiser should be given to the Kehanim B'Mkoyman because the Levim refused to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Because of that, Yochanan ben Kohen Gadol decided to be Mevatel the Vidui Meiser. Now, what's Ha'ara over here, more than Ha'ara, what's very Tamua, is the fact that from Ezra Seif until Yochanan ben Kohen Gadol was a period of a good 200 years. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a grandson of the original Chashmenoi Ubonov. At that point, the Malchus of the Chashmenoim had already deteriorated to a certain degree. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was not considered a Gadol Bateru. At first, he was loyal to the Chacham. Later on, he became a Tzeduki. It seems that even Lechatchila, there were some misgivings about his Madrega, his loyalty as an Erlich Yid. In any case, when the Mishnah says over here, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, normally, we have a few Mamori Chazal that they were Takonis. It doesn't mean Yochanan Kohen Gadol as an individual. Normally, what it means is, it means the Bezdin that was there, Bedeirish of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, which is an expression that's commonly found in Chazal, where the name of the Takon is attributed to the Melech or to the Nasi, even though really it was a Takon of Sanhedrin. So you have over here a Bezdin, the Gedolim Ba'isa Adar, 200 years after. It's clear that the 200 years before that, they kept on saying the Vidui Meiser, even though it wasn't Niskayim B'Milui, there wasn't the Vegam Nesat of Lalevi. So you look at the Mefarshim over here, they say different Pshatim. One Pshat is that it's not a clear violation of the Gam Nesat LaLevi, is because you have, let's say, Psukim, where the Kehanim also refer to HaKoyanim HaLevim B'nei Tzodik. So you could say the Gam Nesat LaLevi was Niskayim with the giving to Shevet HaKoyanim. The other way to say it would be to say there's a ganze machlokes in the Sugis in Kiddushin and Yevamos Daf Pevav. What does it mean that Ezra HaSofer was Mevatel giving Maisa to Levim? Bechlal Maisa can be given to Levim? Or it can be given not only to Levim, it can be given also to Kehanim. If we go with the Shita that holds that it could be given even to Kehanim, so then we can say we gam nesat l'alevi because the primary address for the Maaser still stayed by the Levim. The Mishnah says something else to Yochanan Kohen Gadol, or like we said, the Sanhedrin of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Afu bitl ha-ma'irin v'sanoikvim. The Ma'irin, the Gemara explains, means over here the Levim used to say by Shira, every day by the Karbonus, by the Karbon HaTomid, they used to say the Pasuk, Ura Loma Tishin Hashem. Kiviyachal, they would scream Be'Sairus to wake up the Rabban Hashem, so to speak. The Gemara goes through a few different pshatim. One pshat is that Lamaisa, the Pasuk also says in Tehillim, Hine Leon Vla Yishan Shem Yisrael. So what does it mean, Ura? What does it mean, the Rebbeinu Shem Lamed Tishan Hashem? What it means is, Kivi Yochel, the Rebbeinu Shalom is quiet and his Hashgacha doesn't protect Klai Yisrael as much when Klai Yisrael doesn't have the Tzchusim. But Lamaisa, to say, Ura Lamed Tishan, they help better to be Mevatle. The other thing they were Mevatle is Hanoikvim, is that the ones who were shecht, the Karbonis, would trace a place on the head of the behemoth for the Shechita. Wasn't started on the Shechita, it was on the head of the behemoth. They would make a cut, a little bit of a cut in the head of the behemoth, that some dam would fall to the behemoth's eye, would momentarily blind the behemoth, and the behemoth would be more noches for to be geshachten. They held this, the Bezna of Yochan Kohen Gadol, but that's a little bit bedoim. It's not mamish amum, but it's a little bit bedoim alamum. Instead, they made tabois that would hold the behemoth tightly, that would make it easier to shecht. Ad yomav hoyapatish makab Yerushalayim. We're talking here on Chol HaMoed. There was the sound of hammer working. There was a davar avid. So davar avid is mutar on Chol HaMoed. We learned in Meseches Moed Katan. So mele, you were able to hear workmen plying their trades in Yerushalayim. Lamaisa de umavatalit. And that Bezdin made a gzera that work cannot be done. That could be heard in Meiroch, it can't be heard in Yerushalayim. Because it's also for Moed. People are going to hear work being done. They think it's a regular work day. They didn't know that it was a dove of it. That was the second gzera. That would seem to be a step up in Kloidim Shal Moed. Ubiyomov, ein odem tzorch lishalal demai. Till then, a person wouldn't know if an Amoritz was Ma'aser, the Takon of demai, is Peris that you don't know whether it was Hufrash Mehem Trumus or Maisus. So till then, you had to ask, was it Hufrash, was it not Hufrash? And then they were Misakin the Takona Kavua L'chayra, this is a Takona because of a downslide in level of Diktuk Malacha. There was a Miut Amiratzim, a Miut, but still there was a number of Amiratzim that would not be mafish truma semaisus. There would be mafish truma gedoyla to give to the koyim, but there wouldn't be mafish maisus. Now the halachas that tell us chay b'dmisa b'dei shemayim. So the takona kavua now became that whenever a person buys bashuk, right away he has to be mafish truma semaiser and maiser sheni. Now what does it mean? He only has to be mafish truma semaiser and maiser sheni because maiser rishon or Maisa Oni, he'd be able to be Mavish, he'd be able to keep. Hamoitzim Echavel Horai, let them, let the Levim and the Aniyim, prove that it wasn't given. But Maisa Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Maisa Trumas Maisa, he has the Kedusha of Truma, could only be eaten by a Kohen. So those would have to be dispensed with. But it could be a very small amount. The Trumas Maisa could be 1 out of 1,000 of the Kree. And the Maisa Sheni of Demai could be put onto coins, and take that doesn't even have to be Kedi Shavis. If you will, we'll learn Mitzvah Hashem Maseches Demai and Maseches Maisa Sheni. Doesn't have to be even the Shavis of the Paris that were Hufresh and would be taken to Yerushalayim to eat. So Biyomov, there was no need to ask because it became not there was no need. Faket, it was more of a chash. So it became a takona kavua to be mafish everything min admai. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Mishabotlo Sanhedrin. This is clearly a downturn in the madrega of Klal Yisrael. What does it mean when the Sanhedrin became botl? Many, many years after Churban Bayis Sheni, hundreds of years, there was still a Sanhedrin kavua. So either it means that the Sanhedrin left its real natural place, Kimitzin Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, from the Lishkas Hagozes, and that was 40 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, and from that point on, no Sanhedrin was empowered to dan dinei nefashot. It's only when there's a Sanhedrin Hagadol sitting in the main place, the Lishkas Hagozes, that all other Sanhedrins are empowered with that koyach. After that, no Sanhedrin has the power anymore. The supreme koyach of being dan dinei nefashos. So at that point, there's a darkness that closed in on Klal Yisrael. Either it means 40 years before, like we said, or it could mean Some of the Mufashim understand what it means is Bimei Churban Abayis. Botlo Hashem Ibeis HaMishtois, song became bottle from the places of drinking. Shenema Bashir LaYishtu Yayin. The concept of Shir, Shtias Yayin, is something that has to do with the Shleimus of Simcha, of the Rebbein Sham being Megala himself. And when Klai Yisrael's in Golus, so that Simcha, that natural Simcha that was there, becomes bottle. The concept of Avelus, Al Yerushalayim.